From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. And on this day, the U.S. Secretary of the Interior was at the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument as part of his review for the Trump administration. And we'll meet a family that moves every 3 months. They're spending some time in Maine. That's all ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by USM's Muskie School of Public Service Master of Public Health Program, preparing students for today's complex population health and health services needs.
U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's in Maine today. His focus is on the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument, one of 27 under review by the Trump administration. Susan Sharon's been following the secretary today, and she joins us live by phone. Hi, Susan. How's it going?
Hi, Nora.
So what did Secretary Zinke do here in Maine today?
Well, he had quite an illuminating and beautiful day. Everything was on cue except for the moose. We didn't see any of those. He spent a lot of time riding around in a van, as did the media, and jumping in and out. But there were some well-placed stops on his trip. He got to stop and talk to a logger. He met some bird watchers and some hikers, and he got a spectacular view of the east side of Mount Katahdin, where there was an artist painting. And then he stopped and gave us a press briefing before we went on to little waterfalls and finally capped it off by getting into a canoe with Lucas St. Clair, whose family donated the land to the federal government, and then they paddled down the river. That's the last we saw of them.
So did he talk about what would go into deciding whether he might revoke the status of this monument?
He did. He said he would look at whether the law was followed in creating the national monument and whether the public had a say. And by that, he said he meant whether the local community had a say and the state. He said those things matter to him and they matter to the president. He also said that if something says the Department of Interior on it, such as this national monument, then he thinks it should be 5-star. And by that, he says he means there should be good roads and clean bathrooms and well-marked trails. And he said, you know, it's only been less than a year, but he said he thinks that the infrastructure is a little behind in the monument.
Any sense after all that of how he's leaning?
Well, he offered a few hints to us. He told us during the press briefing that the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument is clearly beautiful ground and that everyone should be grateful that the public has access to the property. And he also thanked Lucas St. Clair and his family for the gift. He called it very honorable. He told us that he's an optimist and he thinks that there is a way forward with this project. He didn't really elaborate on that. But he did raise concerns about limited hunting and timber harvesting on the property. And he said local culture is very important to him. He said, he wants to hear from all sides before he makes a final decision.
Did he share anything else?
Yes, he did. He said that his number one priority as the Interior Secretary is to build public trust. And he says he does, but he tries to do that wherever he goes. He also mentioned, you know, this week it came out that Attorney General Janet Mills had said that she may file a lawsuit if the status of the monument is revoked. And he said he doesn't yield to pressure, only to higher principles. And that's what will guide him.
What is next on his agenda?
Well, tomorrow he'll wrap up the visit, but he's going to begin by having a breakfast meeting with the local Chamber of Commerce and community leaders, and he's also meeting with members of the Penobscot Nation and with members of the Maine Woods Coalition, which is a local group that has raised concerns about the monument status.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Members of the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee are divided over legislation that would suspend the driver's licenses of anyone convicted of violating a drug law. Mal Leary has details.
Governor Paul LePage wants Maine to comply with a federal law on the 6-month driver's license suspension. He fears that Maine could otherwise be penalized with a loss of about $14 million in highway funding. The federal law has been on the books for years, and so far, the state has not lost any funding. Opponents of the governor's bill say it would clash with Maine's new state law allowing personal use of marijuana, which is still banned by the federal government. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
What is the one thing you wanted to accomplish in life but never got around to? Maybe it's learning a new language or spending more time with your family or starting a nonprofit. For the Tuttle family, it was travel, and after years of putting it off, they finally hit the road. Now they're hoping to inspire others to do the same. Abukar Adan has our story.
In a small town in the foothills of western Maine, the Tuttles gathered to spend the evening together. The children are in the front yard, swinging from trees and playing an intense game of hide-and-go-seek.
Never.
Their parents are in the kitchen preparing supper. It's a typical American scene. The family's journey here to Rumford, though, is anything but.
So we looked on Google Earth and we're like, okay, it's not, you know, let's just go.
Donnie and Christine Tuttle come from Gainesville, Florida. The couple have 8 children together. 2 Christmases ago, the family took a spontaneous vacation north. The kids had never seen snow. The family decided to rent a cabin in Upper Michigan. They did not see snow, but Donnie says they discovered something far more valuable by asking themselves a simple question.
What if we could always do this? What if life could actually be this way?
And that simple inquiry brought about what they call the Go Live on Purpose movement. Their objective is to bring a community of like-minded individuals who are willing to sacrifice comfort for passion. For this family, living on purpose has meant moving to a different part of the country every 90 days, which they say is just about enough time to experience each place for all its glory. But travel, Christine Tuttle explains, is not what the Living on Purpose movement is about.
And this isn't a thing like, hey, let's all travel together. It's not even about that. It's about helping people to understand that there's something in them. And it might be travel. It might be to sell it all and travel the world.
Or, she says, it might be about spending more time with family, pursuing an artistic endeavor, or simply starting a garden. And, says Donnie, it's about simplifying your life.
We got rid of everything and being free from having to care for all of our junk and not having to pay for those regular life expenses has freed us to be able to do this at the same cost or actually, so far, less.
They're not rich. Their ability to move every 3 months is made possible by a minimalist lifestyle, meticulous planning, and a genuine desire to travel. It helps that Donnie's a consultant for a sales company, which allows him to work remotely. Before a move, Christine consults HomeAway.com or Airbnb in search of rates as low as $40 a night. They save money by renting for months at a time and during the off-season.
Leaving for me wasn't really, you know, that crazy.
Justin Tuttle is the couple's 22-year-old son.
But, dude, I'm enjoying it. I'm having the time of my life. My family's everything, so, you know, wherever they go, I'm cool.
But it hasn't always been easy, says Justin's 17-year-old sister, Sava.
It was just really tough because I got really close to people, and I had to drift away from them and start over. And now, like, I have no friends, but that's okay because it's helping me work on myself a little more.
There is one thing the whole family can agree on, however. The endless hours on the road, homeschooling, hiking, and camping together have brought the family much closer.
Yeah, it's definitely strengthened the family ties, you know, friendships. Like, my brothers are my closest friends, for sure.
The Tuttles came to Rumford from Charlestown, Rhode Island, their very first destination, and the children will help decide where they go next. They've set forth their best arguments, and the verdict is in. It's Utah. And after that, they will take their first international trip to Chile.
And then the reason there is because I was born there, and I want the kids to experience that culture and their heritage. So to put them in school, it's just for the language immersion.
But for now, the Tuttles are focused on the present and on taking in everything that Maine has to offer. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Abukar Adan.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. Thanks to our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.